I think a lot of you anti-MGTOWs, quite frankly, are fucking dangerous and obsessive compulsives, man. Really, you really got psychological fucking issues. And it frightens me. That's why I've been increasing my fucking defenses in my home.
Oh, please, enough with this hyperbolic hoo-ha. A lot of anti-MGTOWs are not dangerous. The only person you're fooling here is yourself. Look, there are definitely some questionable people orbiting around the anti-MGTOW community. I don't deny that, but lumping a lot of anti-MGTOWs with a few radicals and extremists is just nutpicking, lazy, and it demonstrates you don't know what you're talking about. The only thing that has to be checked out here is this preposterous fantasy you keep peddling in this video of yours. The fact that you are beefing up your security because you think a lot of us are dangerous really just shows how delusional and paranoid your behavior has become. If you feel that way, MAGA, I seriously think you should seek professional help, because it's clear that the lies MGTOW been shoving down your throat about us are not helping. They are the true danger. But hey, at least we don't have MGTOW wishing harm against people who disagree with them. I mean, how dare a lot of those dangerous anti-MGTOWs attack MGTOW? Here's a great example of how tolerant and respectful some of these amazing MGTOW are towards me in the comments section on one of my videos.
What bothers me the most about this is that in reality, you are just a guy who wants so hard to be a pseudo-intellectual on YouTube. You're using big words and pseudo-logic that you don't even understand, and wasting my effing time online. Morons like you wasting people's time online should just be
executed with a couple of bullets in the head against a wall in a public place.
That will definitely clean up the planet and will probably save humanity a couple of decades in progress.
Am I in America or North Korea? But who cares about some of these MGTOW who are wishing harm upon others? Because remember, folks, MGTOW good, people who disagree with the TOW are bad. Don't you dare criticize MGTOW! Yeah, man! They're the true heroes, helping men by shaming and misleading people into believing their victim mindset and pseudoscience. Yeah, those obsessive compulsive anti-MGTOWs, how dare those people question the religion of TOW! I can see why people think MGTOW is becoming a cult when MGTOW is getting more radical, especially when you have some of these people who are trying to intimidate and control others. Good morrow, ladies and gents, it is I, the Crimson Crusader, your favorite anti-MGTOW YouTuber, that is here to dispel the lies and idiocy that some of these MGTOW have been using to put MAGA Man under their spell of trickery and deception. It should be obvious by now that MAGA Man, who was at one point being respectful and rational, has become a pawn in the service of MGTOW's dark influence that continues to encroach and poison the minds of men on the internet. Welcome back to another video. This is another response video to MAGA Man's failed attempt to attack the anti-MGTOW community for his MGTOW masters. As in all my videos, this is just a response to the content of the video and is not intended to be a personal attack. As usual, I'll be paraphrasing what is being said, playing clips, and whenever I use statistics or make claims, they are mainly relevant to the United States. If you haven't seen my previous response videos, please go check those out first before continuing this video. Links to those videos are in the description. Anyways, let's see what our friend MAGA has to say.
Where are these anti-MGTOWs to offer advice? Good, sound, clean advice to men out there when they're going through certain issues like myself. No, they don't help. It's just, I'm going to fix you and make you like me. No, we are individuals that want to be ourselves, that want to act, talk, think, and believe the way we see fit for us. We don't want to be carbon copies or clones of you people.
What a surprise. More fake news and strawmanning. And here I thought CNN was fake news. You once again missed the point and continue to prove me right. This seems to be more about hating on anti-MGTOW rather than making a fair and honest criticism, which you have consistently failed to do. First, stop taking anti-MGTOW so personally. Anti-MGTOW is not about judging your personal life story or anything personal. Anti-MGTOW disagrees with the arguments MGTOWs make rather than focusing on who MGTOWs are on a personal level. That is why you don't see me using insults or behaving like some people who are obsessed with destroying content creators with opinions that trigger them. Also, people like yourself who try to make this personal are trying to play the victim and shame others into shutting up so they can control the narrative. It's disingenuous and cowardly, and it's not going to work against me. So take your victim games and garbage somewhere else. Anti-MGTOWs recognize that everyone is a unique individual, and the majority of anti-MGTOWs do not want everyone to be a carbon copy of them. Second, I don't care if you want to think, talk, and act the way you see fit. People should not be able to think, talk, and act the way they see fit. What I mean is there must be limits imposed on individuals or else chaos and moral anarchy would ensue. If someone is maliciously and intentionally slandering people, and that causes actual harm or damage, or someone is acting in a way that endangers the lives of oneself and or others, then they have to be stopped. However, in many other situations, you are free to think, act, and talk however you like. But don't expect me to accept and ignore idiotic behavior, misinformation, and flawed logic. Also, I cringe every time I hear someone talking about letting people be themselves. What if someone's true self sucks? What if that person is a lazy, dishonest jerk who manipulates people? Sometimes people actually do need to work on becoming a decent human being, because they have some serious personal issues. I find it ironic though how you're complaining about us not helping while you're making this nonsensical rant video that accomplishes absolutely nothing.
It's your truth versus the truth. Facts don't care about your feelings. Like this bulldog mindset and all these other fucking channels that are out there that want to fix men.
Coming from the guy who strawmanned anti-MGTOW and slandered me in another video. Oh, the irony. No, it's your truth, MAGA, versus the truth. Before you go lecturing us about the facts, please take a look at yourself in the mirror. Because listening to this video of yours sounds like a fairy tale that a MGTOW wrote to scare others into attacking anti-MGTOW based off of strawmanning and terrible analysis. MGTOW's truth is as useful as a door leading to nowhere. Now, let's talk about you bringing up bulldog mindset. First of all, why is bulldog mindset even being mentioned in a video directed towards anti-MGTOW? The fact that you even brought him up clearly shows how you don't even understand the difference between a MGTOW critic and an anti-MGTOW. And second, I'm gonna dispel the confusion about bulldog mindset's stance on MGTOW by explaining why bulldog is not an anti-MGTOW, but rather a MGTOW critic. There are two main reasons why bulldog mindset should not even be considered an anti-MGTOW. First, part of being an anti-MGTOW means you disagree with most, if not all, of the ideology of the MGTOW movement, meaning you disagree with the majority of the important values and concepts that MGTOWs commonly believe in. Generally speaking, some examples of commonly held beliefs that MGTOW have that an anti-MGTOW may disagree with are ideas such as individualism and the opinion that men should abstain from committed relationships with women. On the other hand, bulldog mindset does not even disagree with most of the ideology of the MGTOW community, and instead he disagrees with some aspects of it. Here's a video clip of his most recent video criticizing MGTOW, which further proves my point.
Okay, if you're around a bunch of losers who basically make you feel better about yourself, that's what you're going to become. Like, you're not going to escape that bucket if you're around those people. You have to change your environment, change who you're around. And that's why it's destructive. That's the main thing. That's the main problem I have. It's not even the philosophy. We could debate some of the points on the philosophy side of MGTOW, and there's some things I agree with and some things I disagree with, and that's fine. But that's not what I have a problem with. I have a problem with the group. I have a problem with the cult and the lies that it's teaching, because it's sucking many men in before they have even grown as men.
Look, folks, unless you don't speak English, Bulldog Mindset is pretty clear about his opinion on MGTOW. He is a MGTOW critic, not only because he doesn't disagree with the majority of the ideology of the MGTOW movement, which he incorrectly refers to as the MGTOW philosophy, but he blatantly admits that he has no problem with the so-called philosophy of the MGTOW community. What kind of anti-MGTOW would say they have no problem with the MGTOW philosophy? The answer is an anti-MGTOW wouldn't say that, because then they would not be opposed to MGTOW, meaning they would not be an anti-MGTOW in the first place. This leads me to my second reason he's a MGTOW critic. Bulldog's criticisms of the MGTOW movement are primarily directed at the community rather than focusing on the beliefs that MGTOW espouse. Not only is this demonstrated by the fact that he says he only has a problem with the MGTOW community in the previous clip I just showed you, but he's repeated this same point in some of his older videos.
The fundamental concept of men going their own way, or MGTOW, is correct. I am against MGTOW for some specific reasons, okay? The concept itself, I'm not against. The community that's evolved around it, I am very much against. And you can see from the comments section, it's a vile cesspool.
It's quite obvious that Bulldog is really just critical of the MGTOW community rather than the ideology of MGTOW itself. Although anti-MGTOWs like myself criticize the community as well, we do not exclusively or mostly focus on that. If you watch this channel, I've criticized MGTOW on its perspectives on human nature, self-actualization, self-improvement, their assessment of the supposed dangers men face, and the list goes on. Also, you would think that if this bulldog mindset was an anti-MGTOW, he would mention the anti-MGTOW label at least once in his most recent video criticizing the MGTOW community. I will admit that his most recent video calling MGTOW a cult and a lie is very misleading because it makes it seem as if he is anti-MGTOW when he's really just critical of the behavior of the MGTOW community rather than MGTOW as a whole itself. I mean, it doesn't make sense to call MGTOW a lie if you don't have a problem with most of the ideas of MGTOW itself. Even though his video may appear to be a little incoherent, if you actually listened to some of Bulldog Mindset's videos, you would have easily figured out his opinion on MGTOW. Then you would not have made such a careless error. I suspect Bulldog is probably calling MGTOW a cult and a lie, not because he actually believes it, but rather to get attention. And this would make sense, considering how the large amount of views he gets on his videos criticizing MGTOW would give him more views and attention, which he could use to sell his services or whatever. So after this, MAGA Man proceeds to list various topics like divorce, alcoholism, and etc., and how MGTOW would rather talk about those issues than being shamed by others. And I agree, MAGA Man, that we should be discussing those issues, and anti-MGTOW is an important part of that conversation. It's important that men see that there is more than one perspective on the issue, so we can have a reasonable discussion and a bigger picture of what may be going on. Focusing on this would be far more productive than trying to shame and demonize my community. Also, MAGA mentions how the divorce rates are screwed up and that women initiate 70% of divorces. At least something in MAGA Man's video is seemingly accurate. However, when we look at this data, we have to ask ourselves why these statistics are the way they are and try to find out all of the factors that are contributing to them. Doing this gives us a better idea of what is going on. But what do many of these MGTOW do? They just complain and assume that it's the women who are the problem, and then they start to play the victim. It's no wonder people think MGTOW is like feminism, because we often see the same awful logic from some of those feminists, where they often assume what the causes of a disparity are and look for evidence that fits their narrative. Now, I also have to wonder how objective and accurate many of these MGTOW horror stories are. Now, let me make myself clear. I am not saying we should not listen to the concerns and stories of men. I think we should be open-minded and be considerate. But in serious situations where there are multiple parties at play, we must have some healthy skepticism. What I mean is that we should not automatically believe every sob story that we hear on the internet. Oftentimes, when a MGTOW shares his personal story, we only hear his perspective. We don't hear the perspective of the judge or the woman. How is such a personal story going to give us an objective and fair assessment of these supposed issues if the validity and reliability of these stories is questionable? Am I saying that all the stories of these men are not true? No. But I am asking that we should be reasonable and critically think here. If a woman accused a man of sexual misconduct, I believe it would be fair to say that many MGTOW would argue that we should not believe a serious accusation or story is automatically true just because someone makes a claim. So it would only be fair and reasonable to apply this same logic when we often hear many of these MGTOWs share their supposed horror stories. Alright folks, I'm going to end this video here. Also, it looks like I'm going to have to make another response video to respond to more of these hilariously bad arguments that MAGA has been making against our community. I know some of you might be thinking that making 4 videos in response to one video is overkill, but I'd rather do that than making an overwhelmingly hour-long video. The reason I am spending so much time responding to that video of his is to send a message to MGTOW and others that some members of this community, like myself, can defend our stance and that we are not afraid to do it. Some of these other anti-MGTOW channels out there are incapable of effectively defending our community. But do not worry, I will do my best to make sure that we are fairly represented and respected. You can help support me in our fight against the dark side of the manosphere by subscribing to this channel and following me on BitChute and Twitter. Also, don't forget to share this video with your friends and give this video a thumbs up. Is Bulldog Mindset an anti-MGTOW or an anti-MGTOW critic? Should these MGTOW be able to act, think, and talk the way they see fit? Is anti-MGTOW dangerous? Let me know in the comments below. My fair ladies and honorable gents, fare thee well.